a special episode of Popular Mechanics for Kids.
These are the grossest,
highest, scariest, fastest, most dangerous. These are the greatest moments of our year.
So tune in, because it's going to be a blast.
Alicia, we've had to do some pretty wild things this season, from totally amazing to just gross.
We'll start off with the gross ones. Alicia, what was your grossest adventure?
Well, I'd have to say the Inuit meal, because we had to take a raw seal, cut it up, the blood was pouring out everywhere, and to top it all off, we had to eat it raw. Yummy.
My grossest adventure was probably the cow manure adventure. You know, it's just cows, a lot of diarrhea. Flopping, it looked like a rope coming out. It's like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
And some of them were like a stream. It's like Niagara Falls coming out of a cow's butt, you know? It was gross.
What do you do with poo? Flush it down the cow toilet? No. You grow food in it.
When the cow poops, it goes right into the gutter. Why don't you help her out and just push it into the gutter?
Do I have to?
Oh, sure.
Ew. Ugh. Gross.
The manure flows and flows through underground pipes.
To this tank. This has enough cow manure in it to fill up 300 cement trucks. So, has anybody ever fallen in there?
No, but if they did, they would die because manure contains a lot of nitrous oxide, which is a deadly gas.
It's time to spray the manure on the farm. The manure will help plants to grow, plants that people will eventually eat.
This is where the manure sprays out onto the field. Okay, Suzelle!
Hey, Tyler, you know that tanker can throw the manure up to 30 feet?
Let's go.
Well, hello, Alicia.
Hi.
Just in time. We are having a big feast, a lupaya, and I need your help.
This is seal. Have an eyeball.
Oh. Well, it's delicious and it's full of vitamin C.
Well, I don't want to ruin my appetite.
This is seal liver. Oh. It's full of vitamin A. It's like eating three carrots when you eat a small piece like this. Here, this won't ruin your appetite.
Ooh.
You like it?
Not really. Cut a tender chunk of seal meat and scrape it. Doing this gives you something mushy. Now take a ptarmigan. It's a wild bird that lives in the Arctic. You want to remove its intestines and cut them into tiny little pieces. Now let's mix it all together. First, add blood to the ptarmigan's intestine.
That's good.
Then add a few drops of fat, not too much. When your mixture's fluffy and brown, then add the scraped meat.
Yummy.
There you have it. Traditional Alu. Maybe next time.
We can't forget about Charlie. He's done some pretty gross things, too.
Charlie, you're on!
Oh, this show has been so disgusting so far. I mean, it just makes me want to... hey, all right, calm down, all right? Oh, this stuff isn't bad either. Mm, it tastes pretty good, too. It's fake. And let me show you how to do this little trick. If you want to fool your friends or your enemies, you need to use the same kind of ingredients our bodies use to make the real thing. First, the protein. I carefully dissolve 3 envelopes of unflavored gelatin in the hot water. Gelatin comes from animal skin and crushed bones and stuff. It's used to make those desserts that jiggle. Good. Now for the sugar part. Real mucus contains a sugar called mucin. For the fake stuff, we use a mixture of clear and dark corn syrups and crushed bananas. They both contain sugars. Ta-da! This is my homemade mucus, also known as snot. Snot is actually pretty good for you, although I wouldn't recommend eating the real stuff. You see, when you breathe in air, the snot that lines your nasal passages acts like a vacuum cleaner. When the dirt you breathe in mixes with the snot, you get boogers! And now for the trick. I take some of Charlie's special snot and booger formula, and away I go.
Oh, and if you just get a little bit on your hand, can I just use your shirt to wipe it off? Yeah, I got it. I got extra. I got enough for everybody.
You're gonna make me vomit!
So, Tyler, what was your scariest adventure?
Well, the time when I was scuba diving with sharks was pretty scary, you know? 9 feet sharks, they were this far away from you. But also the time when I was riding on the alligator. I could have bitten my hand off, you know?
Wow! Hey, Gator, Gator, come on, drop it?
Yeah, drop it down there with him.
Oh,
there he goes, he's got it. Look at him, clear it up. You wanna try feeding some up close?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, but you gotta learn to wrestle one first. Come on, let's go wrestle a gator.
Okay. You're crazy.
Yeah, it helps. What do you think, Tyler? You think you wanna wrangle one?
Well, I don't know. Is it safe?
Well, seeing as how it's your first time, we'll go ahead and tape him up for safety.
I don't trust that tape.
Oh, that's okay. We've got plenty if this breaks.
There you go. Have a seat. You got him. Hold on to him. He's a little heavy.
Stay right behind me there.
I am right behind you. What do you think?
Strong. Okay, stop. Yeah, okay. All right.
All right.
Settle down.
All right, Tyler, bye-bye, man. Nice meeting you. I'm out of here. I'm going to lunch.
Help?
Come on, Tyler. We're going to feed us some alligators in here.
Okay.
Now, you got to be careful, all right? They're really dangerous feeding alligators.
Man, they really go for that food. There's only one more piece of meat left.
All right, you hold the stick. I'll get more meat. Stay here and be careful.
Hey, has anybody seen my hat?
Right there.
Oops. I'm going diving with them. It's here where we hope to find some blue sharks, or as some people like to call them, jaws. Most people think you gotta be nuts to get in the water with those guys, but that's just what I'm doing, in a cage. I'm not that crazy. Quicker! Whew, that was close, but I'm safely inside. As the sharks close in, you can really see why they're such excellent hunters. They have amazing eyesight, they can turn on a dime, and their color helps them blend in with all that blue water.
The sharks can get so vicious when they bite, they clamp down so hard that their teeth often break right off. But that's not a problem for them. They grow them right back again. Thousands of teeth in a lifetime.
When we first got down there, you couldn't see that many sharks. All of a sudden, it was like this family came. There were like 10 11 of them. Little ones, big ones. And then when he had all the fish food coming for them, the shark comes and he grabs it and he pushes it right in front of my face. So the shark's struggling to get it right in front of my face. And then you could reach out, you could touch him, you could pet him. And they're trying to get this food. It's amazing. I've never done anything like that. It's amazing.
What about you? Did you ever get scared?
Well, it takes a lot of guts to stand in a goalie net and let an NHL player take a slap shot at me.
But you...
But don't give it all away. We've both done some really dangerous jobs.
Hockey is the fastest sport in the world.
A slap shot can hit the net at 100 miles per hour.
100 miles per hour?
Oh, no. All right. Today I get to see what it takes to be a goalie in the NHL. A lot of padding.
Okay, Alicia, you ready for some high, hard ones here?
No.
No, you're going to get them anyways. Here we go.
When the pucks start flying, you got to react crazy fast.
You ready to check your reflexes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's go. Okay, Alicia, let's see how quick your reaction time is. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Alicia, your reaction time was 0.191. That was pretty good.
Mm.
Now let's see how quick you are at the NHL speed.
Oh.
Okay, my buddy PJ Stock is gonna shoot on you. And by the way, his average speed is 90 miles per hour. Good luck. PJ!
Don't go! No wonder goalies get paid so much. They're not allowed to duck. Yeah, right, I'm going in front of a puck that's going 90. You mean crazy?
Hey, kids! I need some help out here!
Concentrate. Oh, no, no, I'm dead! Yes, I got it!
The police tactical team is called in to do a dynamic entry whenever the hostage taker refuses to negotiate or give up. A dynamic entry is when you burst your way in.
It would be too dangerous to use real people for this exercise. So the police have placed two plastic torsos inside the room they will break into. The one with the X is the bad guy, and the idea is to neutralize him before he has a chance to hurt anyone. Normally, a dynamic entry takes about 5 seconds. Police officers try to distract or numb the suspect by using a distraction device. A distraction device is like a grenade, and when it explodes, it creates a bright flash and a loud bang that paralyzes anyone near it for 3 seconds. And here's how it was for the suspect. Not a chance!
Room clear. Good job, guys. Good job.
Wow! Pretty impressive. You think the hostage would have been okay? It took me like 15, 20 seconds.
It's tough to say. You'll get faster with practice, though. Good job.
We had some pretty high points doing PMK. Literally. Yours must have been flyaway.
Yeah, it was really amazing. We're in this huge wind tunnel with a big propeller that made the loudest noise, but I was brave enough to jump into it.
Inside this building is a wind tunnel where humans can actually fly. Giant propellers are located underneath the flying chamber. They blow the wind up to 190 kilometers per hour. That's 120 miles per hour.
Well, Alicia, here we are. This is Flyaway. This is the coolest place to see what it's like to fly like a bird. You ready to give it a go?
Definitely.
Check this out. With the slightest movement of your body, you can control your flight. You can turn in position, you can go up, you can go down, forwards, backwards. You can even turn upside down, fly standing up, or spin on your head like a top.
I want to do this. Come on, let's go back.
Well, we got the gear. Let's go.
All right.
One thing's for sure. Unlike airplanes or birds, humans are not naturally designed to stay up. But who knows? Maybe one day with practice, I'll become an expert too. Well, not anytime soon.
You did some flying of your own.
Yeah, but on the ground, in a jet car.
So cool. As soon as he pressed that button, the afterburn, the fire came out. And I was sucked right back to the seat. Oh, it was so cool. 3, 2, 1, go! This is the ramjet. It looks like a normal Dodge pickup, except this baby's got a jet engine. This is the hot streak button. It squirts fuel through the engine to create a hot streak or a fireball.
They made me wear a special fire suit. It protects a person from getting burned.
What are the chances of this thing catching on fire? It does spew out a lot of fire.
There's not much chance that it started on fire, but just in case it did, all we'd have to do is pull back on this red lever here. What would happen, that would open the fire bottle up, which would engulf the truck in fire retardant material and extinguish any flames. So if you're ready, let's get out and taxi on the runway.
All right.
Per hour, or 500 kilometers per hour in just 8 seconds. Now that's fast.
Out of all the adventures you did, what place did you have the best time?
I have to say the Kung Fu Adventure, because me and the greatest Kung Fu guy in all of Hong Kong were taking on all these guys. We're like, it was cool.
The fight looks real, but trust me, in real life, Tyler cannot do what you're about to see.
Hey, who are you? Get him!
Is really Jason Gavalier, the stuntman. They're showing me how they do all the big stunts in the martial art movies. You want to see how they do them?
From this angle, it looks like I bashed him good. But from here, you can see I'm not even close. I can't leap piles of garbage in a single bound either.
At least not without a trampoline and a mat.
Yeah, right. Jason's arm's not broken. This gory thing is taped to his arm and a syringe pumps blood through it. Lou can do some amazing things, but that's quite a leap. In our little movie, we reversed the film.
If the laws of gravity don't work in action films, it's because of, well, cables.
If you're attached to cables and someone pulls you into the air, you can make your moves faster. He says I'm giving away all their secrets, so they're gonna leave me here.
Hey, wait! Get me down!
Help.
There's no limit to where we go
and the crazy things we do. We've got all new adventures coming up on our next episodes.
There are 60,000 bees in this beehive. Since we spent the whole time showing you our greatest stuff, we thought you'd enjoy some of our mistakes.
And you thought we were perfect. Enjoy the bloopers.
Might as well spill the beans. Let the cat out of the bag. Blow the whistle. Milk the cow. Might as well spill the beans. Let the cat shut up. You might as well spill the beans. Let the cat out of the bag. Blow the whistle. Milk the cow.
Say your line so I'll laugh.
Milk the cow.
Charlie, Charlie, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. Gravity is the attraction between any two objects. I mean, that would be like, well, eating.
No, it's not open. Continue.
Oh.
Heads up.
They came real close and then started eating at the cage, and they were chewing for a while. See it going down. All right, I need to go to the bathroom before I see myself.
Okay.
What's with the hat?
Well, I didn't want the bats to get tangled in my hair.
And what's with the hat?
Well, I don't want the bats to get tangled in my hair.
What's with the hat?
Well, I didn't want...
Sorry. Forget the water.
No. It's not because I'm hiccuping. It's because I can't say the line.
Okay.
Four, okay.
Three, 2, 1. What's with the hat?
Well, I didn't want the bats to get tangled in my hair.
And the garlic?
Well, hello, bats, vampires, they don't like garlic.
Okay, four, three,
get ready. Is Tyler
please. Okay. Okay, you know.
Okay, look at the camera. Okay? Alicia, look at the camera.